You know, one of the things that stuck with me is everybody high up, from the president to the sports minister, all now saying Banyana Banyana's done so well that women football players should get paid exactly the same as the guys. That is good news, right?
No, definitely good news. The Minister of Sport, Mr. Mtweta, first said it will equal pay for women across the board, not just women in football. And then the President also reiterated that and said, you know, they'll put a policy in place. I think it's really important. People don't realize how big the win was and the magnitude of our win. It has changed the narrative, and we're just grateful that things are finally happening for women in sport.
And it was huge, Desiree. I mean, you dedicated your team's win to South Africans, women's football, and supporters of women's football in South Africa. I mean, this means such a lot to all South Africans, but for women in the sport as well. And I think that Banyana Banyana aren't just inspiring girls, they're inspiring a whole nation. Do you feel like young girls at a grassroots level are going to see Banyana Banyana's victory and hopefully want to become female soccer players as well?
I think, you know, like I said, it has changed the narrative. I think the welcome that we got showed that the country was behind us. So we were not worried about the 50 or whatever amount of 1,000 fans were in the stadium. We knew we had 60 million behind us, and the messages of support we got, not just on social media, but also on our personal spaces in WhatsApp, etc., showed that everybody was watching it. And we knew it wasn't just about us, you know, it was about the players that have come before. Even myself, in 2000, I played in an AFCON and we lost to Nigeria in the final. So we've been trying for, well, the sixth time was lucky. We've been trying for five times before that. And coaches that have come before, the coaches that coach in the league, you know, Cecil, I think sponsors must be very jealous. You know, two successive World Cups, two successive Olympics, four successive COSAFA Cups, as well as two successive finals, and finally the gold medal. So, you know, and then our federation, who's always been there to support us. So we've done it for everybody, you know, involved in women's football, but also the fans that support women's football.
While you're still on this high, what's the next big international? What's the next big thing you're aiming for, that you're prepping for?
Look, we have a zonal competition, which is the COSAFA Cup, and they've been really fantastic. When you looked at this last WAFCON, it was ourselves, Zambia, who came third, as well as Botswana from COSAFA. You also have WAFU, that is West African. You have SACAFA, UNIFAC. So all the zones have competitions. And COSAFA has been fantastic in that, preparing the next generation of players. And hopefully we can bring a lot through during the COSAFA Cup. And then it's full-on preparations for the World Cup.